Welcome to the Blue Ocean Advent Devotional Podcast. This is day 13. I'm Emily, and I'll be your guide. Let's start with our moment of gratitude. I'll give you 15 seconds of silence to think about something you're thankful for, and then to thank God for it. Let's begin that now. Now we'll move on to our petitionary prayer. Today we'll pray that God's peace will rest on those who are grieving this holiday season and those who are sick. Let's take about 30 seconds of silence to pray. Our scripture reading today comes from Proverbs 4. It says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble." So we're going to close today by meditating on the phrase, "Get wisdom. Though it costs you all you have, get understanding. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They don't know what makes them stumble." Right, we've now heard several passages through Advent that talk about the path of the wicked being hidden in the darkness while the path of the wise is revealed in light. So let's just take a few moments to meditate on this pervasive thought and prayer in Scripture about things that are hidden and things which we can see. Get wisdom, for the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They don't know what makes them stumble. Our concluding prayer. Creator, almighty and everlasting, you've brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power that I might not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity. And in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus my Lord. Amen.